Rosh Hashlach. Pesuk Beis Shlach Lecho Anoshim Yasu as Eretz Kanaan Asher Anino Sin of Neisrael Ish Echad L'Matei Avosav Teshlocho Kol Nosi Vahem. So, what's the Loshon of Ish Echad Ish Echad? Machlokas Yibishmol Bekivan D'Yerushalmi. Machlokas if there is Ish Echad Ish Echad Rishmol is Dibra Torah Kloshim Bnei Adam, so it's Dibra Torah Kloshim Bnei Adam, says Yud Beis Meraglim. Rabbi Kiva always darshins Basu Bas, always darshins Phalus of the Mikra. He held, Yishami brings that he held that there was a 24 Meraglim. So in the Torah, so what's Pshat? The Torah only mentioned 12 Meraglim, so the Torah only mentioned the Chashuvim Shebehem. So the Pshatim, about why the Torah only mentions these 12. Kviyeger, on the Yishami and Sotel, Amandalab, Kviyeger is Mitzayan to Mishnah and Sanhedrin, the Gemara Megillah of Chav Gemel, Minayin Le'edah Shu Asara, learns out from Meraglim, I'm Mosai Le'edah Haro Hazos. L'chor, Kiveger means to be Mitzayan, so if L'fir Be'kiv, that there's 24 Meraglim, so you should, the din of Edah should be 22 L'chor. Outside of Yeshua, Kol Yeshua, 22. So what Pshat Edah is 10. So the Chasam Sofer says, that drasha that we learned now, Din of Asara, from Ada, it's not going like a Bekiva, it's going like a Bishmol. They held that they used, that there was only a Yubay's Meraglim. Others say the Pshat is, since the Torah only mentioned these people, so Balkorchach, these were the only ones that were Motzi Diva, and the other ones that went weren't Motzi Diva. Nevchaim Kineski in Derech Sicha says that, says this Pshat, that only these were the ones that are Motzi Diva, no one else. But Lamai said they weren't at the Darga of Yeshua Mekolev to get the Chelek Neretz Yisrael, because Achar Kach, they were Mitzdari for the rest of Klal Yisrael to be Mislonin. So, there's another Pshat, so the Arizal held that the Neshamos to the Shvatim went along with the Meraglim. So Efshar, that the Chavdala Meraglim in Rabbi Kiva is really the 12 Meraglim in the Torah, and then the 12 Neshamas of the Shvatim. The Imkain, Yushav V'Ha'aruf, or had you learned out from Edo, that it's only 10 and not 24, because it's only Neshamas, it's not, there weren't actual Meraglim. So that would be the Drosh Ish Echad, the second Ish Echad is Rabbos, the Neshamas of the Shvatim, Efshar. Rav Moshe is a Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Nor Chaim, Semen Chav Gimel. So he says that you're allowed to mistarif Mechalei Shabbos, Mechalei Shabbosos, for Kaddish for Kedusha. It doesn't have the Milo Tefillah B'Tzibor, but you can mistarif them for Kaddish for Kedusha. And he explains it. It's a little bit more detailed there, but the Kitzur Dvorim is that it's learned out from Meraglim. You learned out the Din of Asara from Meraglim. So Meraglim were Kofrim. They were Mumrim. So Avada Mechalei Shabbos is... He says the Kofrim, so Logor, so Vada Mumrim Mechalei Shabbos would also be Mitzdari for Kaddish of Kedusha, since it learned out from Eda. He speaks of that more there. Simen Chav Gimel. Pesuk Gimel. Vayishlach Osam Moshe Mimibar Paran Opi Hashem Kulam Anoshim Roshi Bnei Yisrael Hema. So what's the Loshon of Kulam Anoshim? So Rashi brings, Kol Anoshim Shebe Mikra Loshon Chashivas V'osa Sho'o Ksherim Hayu. So also show the Rikshirim. So this Rashi, the Mefarshim point out, is so sort of different Rashi. Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu Vayvo, Al Moshe Vel Aaron Vel Kodas Bnei Yisrael. What's Vayelchu Vayvo? So Rashi brings, Ma Vayelchu Lahakish Halichoson LeBiyoson. Ma Biyoson Beitzor Ra, Af Halichoson Beitzor Ra. So it's Mashma that also show they weren't Kshirim. When they left, they already were Rishayim. They weren't Kshirim. Stir and Rashi. Marshan Soto asked the Kash, the Chizkuni here. So both Marshan and Chizkuni say that the Osar Shalk Shirim Hayu was before the Halicha. It was Beshal Shanivcharu. But afterwards Chuchmitzo. So before they left is when they were Kasher. Some say because before they left they were in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Hashbah of Atzadik kept them be Kasher. But afterwards they left and then Shuv Hichmitzo. Some say the Pshat is Moshe thought they were Anoshim, which is Anoshim Ksherim, but Lamai said they weren't. Another Pshat is that when they left, so they had Machshav Ra. They had in mind to be Motzi Diva L'Aretz. But by Machshav Ra, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzdarif, and Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzdaif machshava ra l'maisa. So since it's only machshava ra, so then the nechshav kiksherim. But once they already left, and they were mekayim the maisa, and they were motzi diva, so the Gemara in Kiddushin over there by in the end of the first parak by and Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzdaif the maisa says, but if it's osa peiros, if it's osa priv, if there's a maisa which is in skayim by day the machshava, then even the machshava is mitzdaif l'maisa. So b'shas the machshava in the Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzdaif machshava l'maisa, they weren't rishayim osa shag sherim hayu. Ve'yelchu ve'avo, after they did the maisa l'mafreya, then even b'halicha they were considered to be rishayim. And then the hekesh is mamish gavaldik of ve'yelchu ve'avo l'hakesh halichasan l'viyasan. Behind it was not just them hekesh; it's ayidei the halicha. That's why the bia is nechshav also beitzara. That's why they're considered rishayim already from the bia, because ayidei the kiyum ma'isa. That's what makes it that we're mitzdarif the machshava ra l'ma'isa as well. Also, on agav on the topic of in kadosh baruch hu mitzdarif machshava ra l'ma'isa. So, yigim omidos later on. It doesn't. There's a few shinoi in the pasuk that doesn't say the whole nusaf of all the Yigim Omidos. Only says a few of them. In the Meshechach is Medayik, why it doesn't say all the Yigim Omidos. So why does it only say Hashem and not Hashem Hashem? So, in general, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Kolim Shiechta, Ani Hashem Acha Shiechta. So Hashem gives Rachmanis before the Chait. So the Rosh there asks, why do you need Rachmanis before the Chait? So one of the Pshatim the Rosh gives is because on Avodah Zarah, you need kapara even on machshava, because since Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdarif machshava ra l'maisa as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, so by chet ha'egel, so ani Hashem kodem shi'echta, that you need Hashem Zuchonis even on the machshava kodem l'maisa. I think about raglam, which is not a chet of Avodah Zarah, if it's not a chet of Avodah Zarah, then it only says Hashem once, because you only need Hashem Zuchonis for achar achet. But you don't need the Rachmanis for Kodem Achet. Because the Etzem Machshava is not an Avera. It's only Achra Maisa, or by Avodah Zarah. Also, Lufi, all this Pshatim, Salachora, also Shal Ksherim Hayu, is really Lav Davka. It's either they had Machshava Ra, or the Shal was even before the Halicha. But there's a pshat that osa shak sherim hayis mediyak, because it says yom l'shana that the onish was yom l'shana each year for each day of the 40 days that they were meraglim. So there's a pshat that they only did a chet 39 days and 23 hours, because osa shak sherim hayu. Now when you do the cheshbon of the 40 years in the midbar, so the ma'isa it was an 11-day trip. And they left. They went to the midbar in Tesvav, and they arrived on Yud Nisan. That's minus 4 days. So the 4 plus 11 days. So it's 15 days. So it's 15 days when they were in the midbar, where it wasn't an onesh for the chet of the meraglim. So etzem they were in the midbar 39 years, and the 40th year minus 15 days. So if you do the cheshbon, it's not exact, but you can do the math that it will come out that also shalk sherim hayu. So that's why they didn't have the. So that's why it wasn't mamish 40 years, because there was 15 days where they were supposed to be in midbar. So that wasn't an onesh for the meraglim. That's not like the Rishonim, the Chizkuni, and the Marasha that say that also shah wasn't that first hour when they left. It was already b'shash nivchru. It wasn't acharkach. So the Torah says the names of all the meraglim, and the Gemara says Gemiri that these that the meraglim are Hashem Asem Nemru, that you can darshan from their names that they're mice of rishos. The Gemara only says that we only could find two. We only could darshan from two of the names, although the Tanhuma seems to darshan from all the names. We only could darshan from two of the names. Now, with that hakdama, so one of the meraglim's name is Shamua ben Zakur. So the Pnei Yeshua in the last parak of Ksuvis, So there, Tosfos is handling by Shemeshaim Yerkov if the name of the Tana was Avshalom or Avishalom, because how would you have someone named after Avshalom, after a Rasha? So Pnei Yeshua asked. So it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin that all the chait, so all door of the Meraglim has no chilek in the Olam Haba. Kal v'chomet, the Meraglim themselves have no chilek in the Olam Haba, the Rishayim Gemara. Okay, that's what he says. So Imkain, so how can you find that we have a Tana, Rav Lozer ben Shemoa? If one of the Meraglim was Shemoa ben Zakor. That's what Pnei Yeshua asked there. So Pnei Yeshua answers that, Fidei Gemara, that since the Meraglim Ashem Ma'asem Nemru, we want to take it to the next level and say that maybe that wasn't the real names. Shemoa ben Zakor wasn't the real names. It's the Torah is being machan the name of Shemoa ben Zakor Kfid Ma'asehem. But that wasn't his real name, so there's no problem of calling your son Shemoa, and that's how you find Tan Relazar ben Shemoa. Pnei Yeshua also there says a chiddush in terms of the Gedarim of Shem Rishayim Yerkov about calling people's names based on Rishayim. He says that any time that the Shem is not more on the Rishos, then there's no issue of Shem Rishayim Yerkov. And that's why he wants to say you can find Tana of Avshalom. But only if the Shem is more on Rishos is there be a problem.
It's the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite. The Gemara is to it. In Echanami, the Gemara didn't explain how you see from Shmuel ben Zakur that he had Rishos. But Lechora, I mean, the Gemara definitely held that there was somehow, we don't know what the Pshat is, but there is Rishos from the name Shmuel ben Zakur. So Lechora should be a problem then. Okay, so Ayin Sham, Tanei Yeshua, beginning of last paragraph of Ksuvas. And then we have at the end of the Shemos, Elishmos on Nashim Shalach Moshe Lasur Saarz Vayikra Moshe LeHoshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. And as Rashi brings this, Balalov Kohosh Yocha Meitzas Meraglim. So a couple of Ha'aras. First of all, Targum Yonasan here says that Moshe Binu saw Yeshua's Anivus, and then that's why he gave him the Yud to his name. So what's Pshat? Dvarim Stumim, what's Pshat? He saw Anivus, therefore he gave him the Yud to his name. Also, I'm forced to ask why healing daven for Yeshua, not for Kalev. Agav on the adding the Yud to the name, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin says came from the Yud of Sarai. So there's a Chas Misofer al Torah here that says that the reason he's called Yehoshua bin Nun is because you take the Yud of Sarai without any Nakudas, but you put it before the Hoshea, you have the Yud, it needs to be with a Shua, Yehoshua. So where does two Nakudas come from? So he says it's not only letters, also all the Nakudas are also Bob Cheshman. So what used to be Ben Nun, you know, take away from the Segel, you take away two of the Nakudas and bring it to the Yud to make it Yehoshua, and you're left with Ben Nun. Lamaisa, or in the Pshat, he is called Hoshea bin Nun, even before the Rosh Yud. But not the two wrongs make a right, but also Islam, that's in Pasuk. The Rishonim also deal with what does it mean by Kram Moshe Lo Shea Ben Nun Yehoshua. Already in Shmos we see he's called Yehoshua. So Islam, this Seder HaDvarim needs work. So I don't know if that's necessarily cash on the Chasim Sofer. Al-Kopanim, so what's Pshat that he saw Anivus and he gave him a Yud, and what's Pshat that he was Mispal Dafkan Yehoshua? So there's a few Pshatim, but we'll say one Pshat is that Eldon and Medad, they were Mislav and Machane. So one version of what the Nevuah was is that they said, Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnes Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua had a cheshbon. Yeshua said, if I join the Meraglim and we're not Zohar going Eretz Yisrael, then the Nevuah will be bottom. Because Yeshua Machnes Yisrael L'Oretz. I can't be Machnes them if I join the Meraglim. So May Rov and Vesuno from Rov Anivus, Yeshua, there was a chashash, Moshe was choshesh, that maybe he would join the Meraglim and to mevatel the Nevuah in order for Moshe Beno to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So because he saw the Anivus, he added the Yud to be mispalel kohosh yocha meitzas Meraglim, and that's why he's dafka mispalel on Yehoshua, not on Kalev, because this was dafka chashash be Yeshua. Because if Yeshua joins the Meraglim, then there's the chashash that the whole Nevuah will be bottle. Because the Nevuah is talking about Yehoshua. Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnes l'Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't about Kalev. So that's why he's mispal dafkan Yehoshua, and that's why he was most of the Yud. And it was because he saw the Anivus. He had chashash that he was going to be mevatel the Nevuah. Lachain kohosh yocham eitzas
Meraglim. Moshe thought Yeshua would do an Aveira, so that Yeshua would be right, so he would go back to Moshe.
So it will go back. So Moshe be able to be Nechman Sartis Israel. And it was bottle, so Hanami Moshe could enter. Okay. Adkan from Raglan. Let's move on. Later in the Parsha, keep talking about Chalo. Perek Tes Vov. To see inside the Rashi is good here. Let's read a couple of the psukim inside. So, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Ber Bnei Yisrael, v'mar tolem, bevoachem al ha'aretz asher ani mevi'eschem shama, v'hayo b'achalchem yilechem ha'aretz tarimu shrumo la'ashem, reishis ariso seichem chalo, tarimu shrumo, kitrumus goren, like regular truma, trum gedolo, kein tarimu osa, reishis ariso seichem tenu la'ashem truma l'doro seichem. So first Rashi, okay, so the mitzvah is when you get into Eretz Yisrael. What's Reishis Ariso Seichem? Rashi brings in Pasuk Chaf that by the shear that you're regular to do Lisha on, which is Omer Lagagolas, Mem Gimel Beitzim V'Chomish, which the Shach brings in the Rumas because the Gemachi of Challah is 43 and the 1/5. So that's the Hey B'Sofa Teva, the Hey V'Challah is, remember, that's 43 and the 5th. So then Rashi brings, okay, Kitrumas Goren. That's like Trumas Goren. How's it like Trumas Goren? Shalom Ne'emar B'Shir. There's no Shir. In the Torah, there's no Shir as far as Chal is concerned. V'lok Trumas Meister Shne'emar B'Shir. Aval Chachamim Nas Neshir. L'bal Bais Echam Esmim V'Arbo. L'nachtom Echam E'arboim B'Shmona. But then Rashi says to himself, two Rashis later, Titnu L'Hashem Truma. L'fi Shalom Shamanu Shir L'Chala. Ne'emar Titnu Sheyehei B'Kadei Nesina. So the Sifri seems to darshan from Titnu L'Hashem Truma that you need Kedei Nesina. But Rashi before says that Midrash says just like Truma, there's no Shir. Chachamim Nas No Shir. Chamechav Dalad. So the Mizrahi picks up on this theory and says that Avada Shehei B'Kedei Nesina is an Asmachta. Chazal found to say Aleph Mechav Dalad is they that was based on since we saw the pasuk says Titnu, so Shehei B'Kedei Nesina. So that's an Asmachta, and that's where the Aleph Mechav Dalad came from. There's a famous tshuva known to be Yehuda, Yerodeya Simen Reish Aleph. Famous tshuva that says, "Vizeh Haloshon, Ve'omer Ani Shemashe Borer Luma Loso," at which the Shoal says, "She'ein L'Chalas Shum Shir Min HaTorah, Ein Ani Maskim Mul Chalutin," I'm not maskim 100%. "V'yesh Li Lomer Bazeh Dover Chadosh, Lo Kidmuni Bazeh Shum Mefarish HaPosei." No one ever said anything like this before. He goes on to say the mitzvah Hafreshes Chala, and we're going to talk about Chala, but really he applies very much so all of the chidushim to truma as well. There's a few chilukim, but it's basically for chal and truma. That's why we're going to cross back and forth between chal and truma. But he says, mitzvah safrashes chalukum mitzvah achas im shtei inyonim. L'hafkida iser tevel min ha'isa. This first to be mafkida iser tevel. And through the hafrasha, then it's huchul le'achila. Then the whole isa is mutar. V'od tzarech lidna l'koin. There's a separate mitzvah nesina. This mitzvah hafrasha is mitzvah nesina. So, to pater the Isa, there's no shear. Even the mashu paters. Just like Truma, there's no shear. And then Chita, and that's like by Truma, Chita achas b'teresa sakri, so to bechala for hafrasha, even a little bit. We'll mater the kri, we'll mater the tevel, lechila. For nesina, there's a shear in the Torah, that's titnu shiyehe kedei nesina, there's a shear nesina, and that shear is aleph mechaf dalet. But that shear of 1/24th, it has elements of the Reis and it has elements of the Rabbanon. As Rashi Mefur says, Chacham Nos Neshila Bal Bais Echam Esm V'Arba. But he says, besides for the Rabbanon shear of Echam Mechav Dalad, there's also the Reis shear. So he says that the Reis shear is no matter how big the Isa is, whether you have an Isa Gedola, whether you have an Isa Ketana, as long as the Isa is Chayiv and Chala, as long as it's Omer Lagugolas, so you have to give 1/24th, even if it's this huge Isa with the 50 Yisronos, so 1/24th, and you pater your chi of Doraisa. Midrabanon, they said they have to give Aleph Mechav Dalad of that Isa, of however the Isa is. So Lamashal, if the Isa is Chav Dalad Yisronos, you'd have to give an entire Yisaron of Chala, Midrabanon. But Midaraisa, Midaraisa, 1/24th of 43 Beitzim would be enough. Midrabanon, they made it of the entire Isa. That's the way he says Lamaisa. And that's the way you read the Rashi. That the first Rashi was talking about Hafrasha, that Midaraisa, there's no Shir. Because Chita Achas Pateresh Menakri, and that's just like from Truma. Chamim Nasnu Shir, Echa Mechav Dalet, that's already level 3. We'll get back to that in a second. The next Rashi of that, there's a Shir Deraisa of Sheheba Kadei Nesina. That's for Nesina, there is a Shir Midaraisa of Aleph Mechav Dalet. And Midra Banon, they said that of the Isa, Kmoshe He, you have to give Aleph Mechav Dalet no matter how big the Isa is. That's how he wants to read the Rashi. Not like the Mizrahi, the whole thing's in the Smachta, there really is no Shir Min Torah. Now, you can't be Mafresh twice. So Lamaisa, Midaraisa, you do have to be Mafresh more than the Masho. You do have to be Mafresh Aleph Mechav Dalet. Because the Chiyuv Nesina requires you to be Mafresh Aleph Mechav Dalet. That's why you have to be Mafresh. That's why you have to be Mafresh Aleph Mechav Dalet. Just if you're over and you're not Mafresh 1/24th, to be able to give a Nesina of 1/24th, and you only were mafresh a mashu, so lemaisi you were makayim the inyan of hafrasha, and the tevel is mitukan and it's mutar, but you didn't do the nesina kfi hilchasa. That's why the chachilim and the raisa, you have to be mafresh alaf mechav dalet. And the achronim are nosnim and nosnim b'dvarav throughout Shas. Just one example is Nabi Yehuda himself deals with this. Is in Chulin Kuflam and Zayim Abayis Gemara asks Kasha. It says by Truma we find may the rice of the shear is achas mishishim. Okay, by Ro, but achas mishishim. It says b'homer Shmuel chita achas b'teres is a kri. B'teres is a kri. That's Gemara's Kasha. But l'chora l'fi Nabi Yehuda, what's the Kasha b'chlal? That which we say achas mishishim the rice, that's the shear nesina. Truma taka has a shear. That which Shmuel says chita achas b'teres is a kri has a nachmina for hafrasha, that the truma is matuka on the day of hafrasha. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Rebbe Yehuda has to deal with that Gemara, and he does. But that's the Gemara is like that. That have to be dealt with l'fi the Rebbe Yehuda's chiddush. And it's more goal b'fi ha'achronim that this chiddush that the Nabi Huda says of the two dinim of Rosh Nesina was already niskadim dvar of Mishnah Melech. Famous Mishnah Melech of Manas Nesina, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, brings the Tosfos reading Kiddushin. Tosfos reading Kiddushin, and Chesav Beis, the Gemara there says, Chit Achas Pateres Zakri, Tosfos reading asks, but you need a Kedei Nesina. How can you be Chit Achas Pateres Zakri? So he answers, if you don't want to Mekayim this mitzvah, and you only give Chit Achas, then the tevel's metukon, but you seem to tevlo, but you weren't mekayim mitzvahs nesina, because that you need a shir nesina chashuva. So that already you see the chiddush in Tosfos Rid. Also, the achronim bring from Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Machlokas Rambam and Ramban in the Shrashim, the Shorashi Beis, and Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that when you have different halakim to a mitzvah, it's all counted as one mitzvah. You don't separate the mitzvahs. And one of the examples he gives is throughout different things, throughout different maestros. He says that the hafrash and the sinah is all one mitzvah. And the Rabban says mefurish by Chal and Truma that hafrash and the sinah are two separate mitzvahs. So the achronim, Marshal Maratzchias and Gittin Tavchav, for example, and also the Ben the Machaber, Ben of Nodi Bihuda on the Guyon, who's been signed this Ramam and Ramban, that he says, Bishlam b'fid Ramban, I understand. Fid Ramban, that they're two separate mitzvahs, I could hear the Nodi Bihuda's Chiddush. The Hafrosha is one mitzvah, and the Sina is another mitzvah, so Hafrosha has one shear that Filu Mashu patters the Isa. But the Sina, that needs Aleph Mechav Dalet, that's a separate mitzvah, so you can mechalik in the Shiur. Mashdenkin and the Ramam, that's all one mitzvah, so how can I say that Hafrosha is a Mashahu Pathers and Nesina, I need a Nesina Chashuva. So I want to say that this Nabi Huda is totally in the Rambam and the Ramban. Kach Omrim HaAchronim. Lamais, if you're Medaik, though, in the Lashon of Nabi Huda, we said before, he says, Mitzvah Achas Sheish Bo Beis and Yonim. So L'chori Adrab, he's going with the Rambam, that's one mitzvah, both of Rosh and Nesina, but it has two separate Yonim. Meaning that if you're Mafrish Chita Achas, so the Isa is Mutter, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashas chala kihilchasa. Iker mitzvah is the nesina, but ayidei the hafrasha chita achas the isa is muteris. But you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so it's mitzvah achas sheish bebeis nyanam. One more mar malkum that they talk about with this Nevi Yehuda is the Tosfos in Menachos asked by the Mishnah of El Vrim Shein Lam Shir. Tosfos asks why don't you count truma? Why don't you count truma? Truma also is Ein Lam Shir. So they say so. The Fi Nevi Yehuda it's miyushav. Because if you know the Bihuda, Truma Taka has a shear. Because even though Chit Achas Pateres is a kri, it's only Hafrasha. But Nesina needs a Nesina Chashuva, Achas Mishisha. So they say Rabbi Yehuda could be answer Tosfos' kash. But the Ma'aseh it's a Tos, they also point this out, because Tosfos' kash is really the Yerushalmi's kash. The Yerushalmi asks, what's shot that the Mishnah doesn't mention Truma by Eil Dvarim She'elam Shir? So Adrab, Divrei Noda B'Yehuda are the storm mid Divrei Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi is bothered, why isn't Truma in the Mishnah of Noda B'Yehuda? There shouldn't have been a kash there to begin with. Because the Rather Truma has a Shir.
Doesn't Eilat Shir mean a maximum?
What?
Doesn't Eilat Shir mean a maximum?
It was the Gemara's talk. It's also again the Chagiga that both have signed it. She had a mata or a mala. So to work out that.
Do you find drasha titinu by truma?
Yeah, it says lashon titinu there also. That's what part of the, it's more complicated by truma because achas mishishim is not an ironclad shear of nesina. It depends on the size of the kri. I think Tosas discusses that it might need that it needs to be worth a pruta. So if it's less than a pruta, to give achas mishishim definitely is a chiv nesina, but that's not the chiv midaraisa of nesina if the kri didn't reach the level of pruta. So because truma is not as ironclad, meaning chala is chala no matter what. Once you reach the level of omer like a goles, so then there's a shir chala. Truma, you could have a chiv truma and a chiv nesina which is not midaraisa if the kri is less than a pruta. So truma is not as set as chala. That's for how he's miyashvig more in chul we mentioned before klamet zayin. But we said over the rashi program. On to the mikoshish. The hakdama for the parsha of mikoshish is vayu bnei yisrael b'midbar vayimtzu ish mikoshish etzah. Before Shema Bader, what's this hakdama vayu bnei yisrael b'midbar? Hello, kolor boim shana. Vayu b'midbar. What's this hakdama of vayu bnei yisrael b'midbar? Chizkuni answers that before we had by Chala that says Bevoachem, that Chala Midaraisa says only no Hegar Tisrael. Bevoachem Laretz. But Mitzvah Shabbos is Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechuz Laretz, Afilu B'Midbar, you have to keep Shabbos. That's why you've been Yisrael. B'Midbar, it doesn't matter where you are, you still have to keep Shabbos. This Mahalan from the Or HaChaim, also from Marl Diskin, the Gemara in Shabbos, Ta'yimov and Beis, says, what was the Aver of the Mekoshesh? Three different Shitas in the Amoraim. Was he Mavir Arba Amos? Was he Tolesh? Was he Ma'amer? Gathering the Eitzim. Was he Tolish the Eitzim, or was he carrying it? Gemara in Shabbos, Navavim and Beis, as a theorem Brises. Is Midbar a Rishus HaRabim? One Brises says that Midbar is Nechshav Kirshus HaRabim. One Brises says that Midbar is not Nechshav Kirshus HaRabim. Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Lo Kasha. Ha Bizman She Yisrael Shruyim B'Midbar? Ha Bizman Hazeh? Or Kam Bizman She Yisrael B'Midbar? Kam Bizman Hazeh? Rashi learns the Gemara's teretz to mean that Bisman Hahu, when Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar, then there was Choshev Rishus HaRabim. Bisman Hazeh, where it's not a Mokum Hiluch L'Rabim, it's Midbar does not have a Din of Rishus HaRabim. Erezeh, that's the title of the Pasuk of the Hakdam of Ayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar. The reason why he was over, the reason how he was Mechal Shabbos with Mavir Arba Amos is because they were there, that's why it's considered a full Shabbos. Ayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar, like Abaye's Teretz and Shabbos, that Midbar has a din of Shus Rabim because Bnei Yisrael was there. That's why it's Neshav Kirshus Rabim. But they weren't the Midbar. Even if he was Mavir Arba Amos, there would be no Chilul Shabbos. That's how they answer the Fi Rashi. L'maisa, the Rambam learns the Gemara differently because the Rambam, when he paskins in Perek Yudal Hichul Shabbos, he says that Elu Shus Rabim Midborios. He says Stam a Midbar is Shus Rabim. He's not Machalik anything. This Manchi Shul Midbar. Avadis Masha Bisman Zeh. The Shaila is how the Rambam learns the Gemara. So there's already the Kesef Mishnah brings from Rambam and the Rambam upshot that will come out according to the Rambam Davka Bisman Zeh Rosh Hashanah, but Bisman Hamidbar it didn't have the Rosh Hashanah. Or a Chaim runs upshot that Benkach it was a Rosh Hashanah. But whatever the Pshat the Rambam is, there's no special Hadgasha of Ayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar. The Davka, because they were in the Midbar, that's why it has the Rosh Hashanah, and that you be chai for Mavir Arba Amos. The Fi the Rambam, Harja Kush Lo Duchto, why was the Pasuk Madgish Ayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar? It's nothing, either Adrabah, they're not chai for Hotsah in the Midbar, or even if they are, Loshna as Loshna Bizman Hazeh, the Benkach or Benkach, there's nothing Yuchud about then that Vayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar should make a Chiv Varba Amos. The Su, this only is Miyashev, this whole Pshat is only Miyashev Man Amar of Mavar Arba Amos. But if he Man Amar of Tolesh and Ma'amer, what's Taka Pshat that the Pasuk was Madgish Vayu Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar? So they go on to answer. The Rambam will hold like those shitas of Ma'amir and Tolish. They go on to say, they bring the Medrash, that the Be'er Shel Miriam was Mashke and was Male Gonus Pardesim when B'nai Shah was in the Midbar. That was part of Nesa Be'er Shel Miriam. It brought out orchards and gardens and stuff. And it was Megal Tzmachim. So, because Lachor is another kasha. Ma'amir and Tolish, how was he Ma'amir and Tolish? There wasn't any trees in the Midbar. There wasn't any plants to be Tolish from. But since Thidus Medrash, that the Be'er Shel Miriam produced wildlife or trees, whatever, so then he was Tolish and Ma'amir from those things, even though it was Derech Nes. You have to say that even though that they came about Derech Nes, Afal Pichin, there's still a chiyuv of Tolish, something which grew Derech Nes, and that's Vayu B'nei Shel, that's the Hadgosha, Vayu B'nei Shel B'Midbar. Because they were in the Midbar, because they were Zocha to the Nes through the Be'er Shel Miriam, to have the Eitzim in the Midbar, that's why he had what to be Ma'amir from, and what to be Tolish from. Now, one more teret to what the Hadgosha Vayu B'nei Shel B'Midbar, we need to be Makdim, a very interesting Medrash. This is brought in the Tosfos Das HaKeinim here. The Or HaChaim brings it. Rumors in the Ramban of what's the Smichas HaParshias from Mekoshesh to Tzitzis. Okay, we'll skip over the whole Averis of the Mekoshesh for the time being. What's the Smichas HaParshias? It brings a very interesting medrash with a lot of horrors on what on this medrash. So, Lashon of the medrash is Azai. B'shal Shechilo Omar Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom with Nekosh Baruch Hu Ksiv B'Tfilin L'man Tiyah Torah Hashem B'Ficha V'tzivisam Shalolun Osam B'Shabbos. Says L'man Tiyah Torah Hashem B'Ficha, through the Tfilin will remember the Torah. But you said don't carry them on Shabbos. V'ilu Haya Noson, and if they would have, or he, they would have carried Tfilin on Shabbos, Haya Niskar V'lo Chilol, he would have remembered Shabbos and Navi Machalo. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Harin Koveya Mitzvah Achas Shal Yodo Yu Niskarin Min HaMitzvos K'mo Tfilin. I'll give you a mitzvah that you remember the mitzvahs just like Tefillin reminds you of mitzvahs, and this mitzvah will be noheges b'Shabbos, tiyeh noheges b'Shabbos, v'zui tzitzis. Ad kan divrei ha-medrash. In Chora, there's a variety of horrors on this medrash, but the inyanenu of the kasha we asked before, what's the hadgosha b'yub nesho b'midbar, let's be makdem azoy, that there's a kasha. Why do you need mitzvah tzitzis? True, they didn't have tefillin to remind them of mitzvahs. And Shabbos is not, even though Shabbos is a os linyan that you don't put tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is an os, but it's b'shev al taisa, so you can't remember Shabbos through Shabbos itself. Okay, kiddush, chveitnish. But what about Mila? Mila, David Melech, we have the Gemara Menachos, was nispayis when he was based on Merchas and wasn't surrounded by mitzvahs, so he saw the Mila, and that was an oath that reminded him of all the mitzvahs. So, it didn't remind him of all the mitzvahs, but it was an oath on his body. So, why wasn't Mila enough?
They would see it.
Wouldn't see it. They want to say this, that since the Gemara Yevamah says that they didn't have Mila Midbar because they're Nezufim Hayu, either, or they're from Shatim, either because they couldn't, because of Sakana, or because Nezufim Hayu, that they weren't Zochot to Ruach Tzvonis, so they didn't have Mila Midbar. So they didn't have Mila, so they didn't have the Os of Mila. That's Vayu B'nei Shel B'Midbar. If they wouldn't have been in Midbar, they would have had Mila, and they would have had an Os, and they would have been Mechal Shabbos. Mimela, they wouldn't have needed to come on to mitzvah tzitzis. Now, even they saw the midbar, and they didn't have mitzvah, and the mekoshish didn't have the os of mila, so that's why he was machal, because in film doesn't help because the villain can't carry on Shabbos. Horror on the pshat, besides that horror. If they see that,
I mean, the way
Lefidish
is that the
mekoshish
should be in the shem shemayim, so it wasn't like the pariyah.
Oh, so. Horror, he wasn't changed his mind in the sky. We'll get to that in a second at this point, but it's Macholka to say. But another horror is only the Midbar, they didn't do Mila. But when they left Mitzrayim, they did Mila. We learned out part of Geirus, they need Mila for Geirus, they learned out from the Mila that they did when they left Mitzrayim. So the whole thing that they didn't have Mila, the Midbar, was only for the Mamish, the youngins here, 1 and 2 years old. But Lachora, the Mekoshish, who was much older, Lachora, he had Mila, so Tarachian, he should have had that as an oath. And a few other horrors on the Ikar Dvarim of the Medrash. What's the Pshat of the Medrash? Does it mean that Tzitzis wasn't given until now? Or it's just, we had Mitzvah Tzitzis, and this is an explanation for the Smichas HaParshias to Mekoshesh? L'chora Vaday was given already. You have the Shem and Abraham were Zocha to mitzvahs. Their mice and their Zocha to mitzvah tzitzis. L'chora tzitzis was given already. So it's only to give a tam for this Michas HaParshias. But it means that they already knew about tzitzis. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu asking Kosh Baruch Hu? Says tefillin. And if we would have carried them on Shabbos, then he would have remembered Nabi Machalo. Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, I have a mitzvah for you. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that mitzvah tzitzis existed. He knew that it was there. He knew that... you can ask this question many times in the Torah, but I think it's mudgash here very well. Exactly what does it mean, the smichas parashat tzitzis? Was it not given bichlal? Was it... It was given, it's just a time for the smichas, was given so that they already had mitzvah tzitzis. It wasn't given bichlal, so what's with Shem, what's with Avram, what's with Matan Torah, that the clothes were given in Matan Torah. What exactly is going on with the smichas parashias? And then, so Rav Chaim Kineski in Time of Dekro asks, what would the simon have helped for the Mikoshesh? Lamaisa, he was... by saying that a simon would have helped Smashmi Hushogeg. But Avada, he was mazed. First of all, we learn that the parsha of Hasra, one of the makoros for Hasra, comes from the Mikoshesh. So you can tell me he forgot it was Shabbos? They gave him Hasra. 2 seconds later, he did whatever a bigger it was. So Avada, he was mazed. And... And also, I mean, the fact that they killed him, Avada, he was mazed for that. So, what's going on? What would a simon have helped? So, Chaim Kinevsky answers that, like you said, he's going, this medrash is working with the Mother Omar, that the Mekoshesh was the Shem Shemayim Nischavid. What was the Shem Shemayim? So, he works with.
He was
the Shem Shemayim
Nischavid. I was saying that wouldn't make sense.
That wouldn't make sense. Right, the Horror shouldn't make sense. If it's not Shem Shemayim Nischavid, and he was, and you're saying.
I'm saying it doesn't make sense because there's a Jemayim and he knew he wasn't allowed to do it. He's doing it anyways. He's doing it because he had some reason.
He had the cheshbon, right? But if he wasn't Shem Shemayim Nischavin, if he's made Zitzdam, Alt Rishos, so that's the kash, that's what he's asking. So what would the Simon have helped? The Simon of Tefillin had the Karen Shabbos. He's been mazed, they wouldn't help.
Right.
So to say he's Shogeg, that's not a possibility because there was Hasra and they killed him. So Chaim Kinevsky says, so it's Hashem Shemayim Nischavin. And he wanted to show Kli so that there's still Chayv and Mitzvahs. Like that's one of the Pshatim, what Hashem Shemayim Nischavin is. V.M. Cain, if they would have had a Simon, he wouldn't have had Tzorach to be Mechalo because they would have kept Shabbos. But now that they didn't have the Simon and they're going to be Mechalo Shabbos, so to show them there's still Chayv and Mitzvahs, that's why he was Mekoshesh. Lamaya said the Pshat is still very difficult because it's very mashma from the Medrash that Bnei Yisrael knew that they were Chayv and Mitzvahs. For this whole cheshbon of they would have had tefillin, then they wouldn't have. You can't carry tefillin on Shabbos, but if they would have had tefillin on Shabbos, they would have remembered to not be mechal on Shabbos. If the whole purpose of the mekoshes, the fidus medrash, was to show them they're still chayav mitzvahs, l'chora, if they would be able to carry tefillin on Shabbos, they would have carried tefillin on Shabbos. Much more so, they were mechayav mitzvahs tefillin, and just they didn't have that reminder because they couldn't carry it on Shabbos. It's very mashar from the medrash that they knew they were chayav mitzvahs. How can you say that the purpose that this medrash is working with the Shem Shemayim Nischavin? He was over b'mezid, and the whole nekuda of the lack of simon was had they had a simon, they would have kept Shabbos. And since they didn't have a simon, the mekoshes the Shem Shemayim wanted to show them that they're still chayav mitzvahs. L'chora, the whole pshat is that they were shogeg in Shabbos. How can you say that they thought they weren't chayav mitzvahs? If they thought they weren't chayav mitzvahs, what's pshat that says to Mantia Torah Shemificha, and we don't have that reminder on Shabbos? They don't have their mind to stamazoi because they don't hold that they're chayav mitzvahs anymore. So for Dover, what's shot in this medrash, l'chora, you can't say he's shogeg because he's mazed, there's hasra, and they killed him. So he's mazed, so what would have simon have helped? To say the Shem Shemayim Nischavin? But what was the Shem Shemayim Nischavin for? If the Shem is still chayav mitzvahs, the medrash says mashma, there's still chayav mitzvahs. If you want to say the other pshat, the Shem Shemayim Nischavin to find out which chiyuv misa was, to find out that they're chayav skila, that was the Targum Yonis on the Maharsha brings, find out that they're still chayav and they're chayav skila. So then what does that have anything to do with the simon? Mekoshesh was over to show them their chayav skila. Okay, so then what's Moshe Ben talking about to say, that they don't have a simon, so they're going to be a machalo. So they don't have a simon, so they're going to forget about Shabbos. What does that have to do with the Mekoshesh showing them which Misa they're over? So Sof Dover, this Medrash needs work in what exactly is included the Simon copy of the Mekoshesh. Okay.